T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bruno, he spins against his man, gives it back out to Cowan. A three, got it! Finally a three-pointer, finally a basket for Anthony Cowan. And a big one to tie the game at 71. Outside it goes to Marcel. Marcel drives inside, throws it up with the right hand and scores, and one coming. Fernando gets it. He has a shot blocked away by Musinski. A scramble for the loose ball picked up by Marcel to Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
Two-handed jam, and he is fouled, and the basket counts.
Again, Marcel with the play.
7 seconds. They go to Wendler. Back door intercepted by Marcel, and he's fouled in the backcourt with 2.5 seconds to play. They ran that thing over and over and over again and got the buckets. This time they did not. And the Baltimore native fires. It's off the front of the rim, no good. McLean with a rebound. Wendler takes it.
Nope.
He'll throw it to try to beat the clock. He does it, and the Terrapins advance to the second round of the East Regional. Wow.
It's a great win. Take that, Seth Davis.
Kept battling. Played with great poise offensively. Defensively down the stretch, we were just good enough. So is my heart rate like I'm sleeping? No. But I just love it. I just love it. It's so much fun.
Way to go, Chris Nagy, taking a shot at Seth Davis there at the end of the broadcast. You heard the highlights. They were right here on 105.7 The Fan. The Terps defeat Belmont 79-77. Survive in advance, Vinny Serrato. They play LSU tomorrow. It's about a 12:10 tip-off. You'll hear it right here, beginning with pregame coverage at 11. 105.7 The Fan is where you can find
Maryland. So were you running hot during the game, Ken?
I was. And you know me, Vinny. I picked Belmont, but I wanted Maryland.
Right.
And so I'm watching this game, and the first half is just going horribly.
Oh, no doubt.
And so,
and I remember what Johnny said.
Yeah. You want to be up.
Up 5 to 8 points.
And they're down 6 at the half.
Yeah.
And I thought they were fortunate to be down 6.
Yeah.
And so we go to halftime, and I'm just like, here we go again. And they come out. We criticize Mark Turgeon all the time for whatever he doesn't do. Whatever he said to these guys at halftime, they came out and went on a 14-0 run, took control of the game. Now, granted, game of runs, and I think Turgeon got caught in the second half. He was trying to – he sat Jalen because he had 3 fouls. He was trying to get Bruno a breather until the TV timeout, and then there were no stoppages. So he's got Tomajic in there, and like Belmont ran back doors like 3 straight times for dunks, and they eventually got a stoppage, TV timeout, but that allowed Belmont to get back in the game and even take the lead. But Maryland comes back late. They end up winning 79-77.
Now, Ken, it looked like – and I give Turgeon credit too, because – you know, good coaches, just like the NFL, you make adjustments at halftime.
Yeah.
And it looked like, Ken, they were putting more pressure on them, and they were playing faster and more aggressive.
Defense in the second half.
Yes. You know, I mean, they were pressing and getting in their faces, and they were creating turnovers. And it was kind of cool. It was like, damn. But, Ken, to me, that game was a game of runs.
Yep.
It was like 7 for you, 9 for you, 14 for you. It was a game of runs, and it came back to, you know, 2-point game.
Yeah, and that's basketball a lot of times.
It was exciting. It was an exciting. It was. And I heard one of the people on TV, whether Barkley, it was the best game of the day.
I think you could argue
that. The Auburn game.
Auburn, New Mexico State. Matt Porkett from New Mexico State misses 2 or 3 free throws.
I was watching Kentucky. I watch a Kentucky game because I like watching quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just quickly had a wrap on his calf. And he's like your typical true point guard, isn't he, Ken?
Yeah.
Because
is that Manuel Quickly?
Yeah. And he's good. He's very good. I just wish he would blow by people more.
I got to admit, I didn't watch any of the Kentucky or Gonzaga game because they were both blowouts.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were closer games.
Charlie made me, so Dad, Quickly's on, you know, because they train at the Arena Club together.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so, and I like watching Quickly because we had him, me and Haney had him on the show. And he's a good kid, and I like to follow John Carroll kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, was he missed a 3. Charlie goes, Dad, he doesn't ever miss him like that at the Arena Club.
Nah. Nobody's covering him.
Ken, I'll tell you what. Quick story about Quickly. I'm up on the treadmill, and you can overlook the basketball court.
Sure.
and I'm watching, and Quickley's down there by himself, and he's putting up chairs and stuff to dribble around. And when he shoots, I'm telling you, wherever it was, if it didn't go in, it went around and out. But he hit the back of the rim on his three. But he had some nice assists.
Yeah. Maryland wins 79-77. It was a big day for the Baltimore kids.
Yes.
Mount St. Joe, pride yesterday. As Daryl Morcell, arguably his best game as a Terp, 18 points, had the key steal late. And Jalen Smith did not look like physicality bothered him yesterday. 19 points, 12 rebounds, a couple of big dunks, including the one late where Morcell passes to him underneath. And he dunked on Dylan Windler, who was unconscious in the second half.
Oh, my God. I mean, he was shooting eight feet past the I mean, you can't blame the defense for that.
No.
You know, it's like if he wants to shoot from out there, so be it. And then I was listening to Naki, and I'm going to say, they got to get somebody on this kid, you know. But the thing with, and they made good points, whether it was either on TV or on the radio, that, you know, when Bruno, when he would have success, he'd get rid of the ball quickly. You know, instead of when he held it, then two or three guys would come, and then it'd be like ball all over the place. But when he got rid of it, he passed it out, passed the sticks, passed it out. They'd get some shots, you know, and Sticks did a good job, I thought, Ken, being the garbage man.
Yeah.
And that's what he was.
Jalen had 19 points, 12 rebounds. Morcell had 18 points. Bruno had another double-double, 14 points, 13 rebounds. Also had two steals and two blocks. Eric Ayala, 12 points. If Anthony Cowan could have played decent yesterday, we talk about what would have happened if Maryland could have lost. If Anthony Cowan plays decent, I think they blow out Belmont. He was awful yesterday.
Yeah, because Widener, is that how you say it?
Windler.
He couldn't have been better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if Cowan was, as my buddy Dickie would say, half a decent, you know, they have another, I mean, he was 3 of 18.
Three of 18.
Just makes five baskets. And Ken, how about the first one of the game? He has a layup, and he can't make it. And then Fernando had one, too. I mean, they should have been up 8-0. I'm like,
they're missing
layups.
Cowan was 3 of 18 from the field, 1 of 10 from three-point range, 2 of 5 from the line. There was a point, I think it was late first half, he goes in for a layup, misses it, but he's fouled, and then misses both free throws. And he's an 80% free throw shooter. 2 of 5 from the line.
His first tournament game?
Yes.
Maybe he was very tense.
Yeah, he was awful. Awful. If he has a decent game, they blow out Belmont. And now they have LSU on Saturday again, a 12-10 start.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.